Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, in your five-game losing skid right now, you've scored the first goal just once when you were scoring the first goal seemingly at will in the first part of the year when you were winning a bunch of games, and the penalty kills at 79%. Do either of those two stats stand out as a reason why you're on a losing skid right now?
Doesn't help. It doesn't help, Schultz. He's 79% doesn't cut it. And, it's sure nice to get the comfort of scoring that first goal as well.
You guys were playing very, very well. I talk about the eye test a lot, but the eye test, you're not playing that bad right now, and yet you're scuffling. Does that mean you're still not that far off, though, from playing really, really well?
No, we have the ability of playing really good hockey, and we're in a funk right now. And, guys are feeling it a little bit. They're pressing a little bit. But I told them today, the year we went to the Frozen Four, we lost six in a row after the New Year. So, these things happen, and we just got to fix it and dig our way out of it.
Does an older group help?
Yeah, I think so. It sure doesn't hurt. These guys have won a lot of hockey games, so they're a confident group. But right now, there's no question. It's we're not quite as confident. The only way you get confidence is winning some tough games and winning some games that are, again, tough. And, you do it the right way.
I thought the backbreaker last Saturday at Tech was the first one of that third period. It's a minute in, which hurts, mm-hmm. and the Red Sea kind of parted. Was that just a breakdown in who was supposed to go get the puck, or what happened on that goal?
Well, I'm just trying to remember, but I think that's the one where we didn't wedge. We should have got to the middle of the rink. It was a line change. Ethan came out on a line change, and we stayed on that side of the rink by our bench, and we should have got to the middle of the rink. And what that would have done is it would have dictated where they were going to go with the puck carrier, because there was a really soft gap at that particular time, and that would have dictated where the puck carrier was going to go. Was he going to stay inside, or was he going to try to go outside? And what that would have done, instead of having a three-man wall where we were really soft with our gap, it would have created two layers, and our defensemen would have been in tandem. They'd have been in tandem a lot better, and it would have been a lot easier to take that rush, and we would have also bought time for our reloaders to get back. So there was a lot of things. I'm not trying to get technical right here, but that's kind of what happened right there. So we just kind of came out, we stayed near our bench, and we created a three-man wall. We were just really soft right there with that.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Tom, you guys played very well at Northern. That was late October. Over the length of a hockey season, late October to now doesn't mean diddly squad, does it?
No, it doesn't. I can't even barely remember late October.
They were 2-1 goal games. You guys were winning games early. You were winning tight games early. Every game was a one goal game. How much did your guys grow over that early stretch of the year where they, for lack of a better term, had to figure out how to play in tight games?
Well, exactly, and they were all tight games. I can't remember the first 15 or 16 games, weren't they all one goal games?
Yep.
And if there weren't a one goal game, it was because of an open net goal or something like that. So
yep.
Those were all tight games, and they went both ways. And it gets to a point where, again, that's why you get that little cliche, that phrase, every play matters, because that's how tight these games are.
You look at their roster, and boy, do they have some veterans. Joe Nardi had played in 169 straight games before he came out of the lineup. They're an old veteran team, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. No, they got a good hockey team, and they're dangerous.
Where do they cause you the most concern?
On the rush. We got 38 goals on the rush right now, and our rush defense has to be good. We've got to reload well, and we've got to have a good F3. You can't get three guys caught behind the goal line.
What do you do differently on a forecheck to, I don't want to say be a little less aggressive, but be cognizant of how good they are moving up the ice?
You just have to have an F3. That's, you know,